Hi, this is Rachel Schuster, Associate Site Editor with Search Networking Channel, and I'm here with Frank Vitagliano, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Channels with Juniper Networks. Hi, Frank. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, nice to be here, Rachel.
So what are the main messages to get across to Juniper partners this year?
They're really quite similar to what we've been focused on for a while. I want to continue to help our partners grow their revenue and, most importantly, their profit, and continue to help them satisfy their customers with Juniper products and solutions.
How did these messages differ from last year?
Well, overall, the messages aren't that different because, you know, in my experience, the ability for a vendor to help a partner drive revenue and, most importantly, profitability has been consistent for a long time. What does differ, though, is the way we do it and how we do it. And so, for example, what products, what programs, you know, what are the key areas? And in our case, there's a couple of things. One is we're completely focused on and committed to, you know, driving our overall switching portfolio, which the partners have reacted, you know, very positively to the last couple of years. Secondly, on the security front with our SRX products. And then lastly, you know, our recent announcements with our Q Fabric products have really gotten many partners excited about the future in terms of what we're driving. And then lastly, the way we do it, our approach has consistently been partner enablement and providing a high level of training and support to the partners, and we'll continue to do that. So those are the things that we will have a major focus on as we end 2011 and go into 2012.
The announcement of Q Fabric was huge for Juniper this year. What is Q Fabric, and how does it differentiate Juniper's data center story from competitors?
Well, Q Fabric is a product that simplifies switching in the switching environment, you know, for the data center. And effectively what it does is it reduces the number of layers and significantly simplifies the overall approach to providing switching, you know, in a data center. And it reduces cost and it clearly increases efficiency for the end users. For the partners, what it enables them to do is it enables them to really approach the sale to the customer from an architectural standpoint, and really make a very significant innovative change to the way the customer may have been approaching it, and not only pass along the savings that I had indicated based on, you know, simplifying the network and streamlining it, but also enable them to increase their margin opportunity because there is a significant, you know, opportunity here to become more cost effective, and some of that will get passed to the customer, and some of that I think the partner can take advantage of.
What is the partner training for selling Q Fabric, and how many partners are selling it?
We have a number of partners that are selling not the ultimate Q Fabric product, but the first phase of it, and that started a couple of months ago. But we've got, you know, pretty intense training, whereas the partners are going through both our Learning Academy, where they have the ability to do it online, as well as, you know, road shows where we actually show up and provide on-site training and seminars for our partners. And in some cases, they're, you know, sales training, and in others, they're more focused on the technical community. So we're right in the midst of that, and as the product continues to roll out, that training will accelerate. But we've been pretty happy so far with the focus on the part of our partners and the willingness to include their folks, both salespeople and technical people, in the training.
Now, how are you helping partners tell the data center fabric story to their customers?
Well, as I mentioned, it is a, you know, an architectural change and a very significant one. And so what we're doing is we are helping them do that by explaining our vision of the new network and how we believe the changes that we are seeing in the network space are critical to, you know, the overall marketplace and then what it means for them. And essentially, you know, the message is that with the proliferation of devices and of bandwidth, the old paradigms regarding, you know, the network and the growth that the network could sustain, we think they have to change. And we think, you know, doing it the way we've done it all along is not sustainable because of the demands on the network. So our strategy and our message is that this requires a new approach. It's a change from an architectural standpoint. And when that new approach is implemented, it will result in the ability to continue to scale the network. And as I mentioned earlier, do it in a much more simplistic manner, but to still accomplish everything that's required and have plenty of room and capacity for growth. And so what we're doing is we're teaching them that, and we're teaching them that by, one, talking about our vision of the marketplace, our point of view on where it's going, and then, three, a little bit about the product and how they then can apply the product to help solve their customers' problems.
The X-Line is still somewhat new. What is the state of Juniper's enterprise Ethernet switching business? What changes or growth should we expect to see here?
Well, we continue to see good growth in our EX product line. You're right, it is relatively new, although we're now entering into our third year, and we've seen consistent growth, you know, the last couple of years from a share gain standpoint, and we expect, you know, that will continue. There's some question as to the overall macroeconomic environment, I think everybody has. So we'll kind of have to see how that plays itself out. But overall, the product has been very well accepted. Its core attributes, which go back to some of what I talked about earlier in terms of simplicity and innovation, have definitely resonated with our customers. So I think we'll continue to see good growth for us in that area.
Now, Juniper has managed to make gains, but the overall switching market is down. Is there any concern about this? Also, what is the message you send to partners about this issue? Increasingly, there are commodity switches available. How will Juniper help partners compete against cheaper switch offerings from other companies?
There are concerns, certainly, as I mentioned, about the overall macroeconomic environment. There are mixed signals out there today. And it's something that, you know, we all have to continue to stay focused on. So every vendor who's operating in that space has to pay attention to that. But with that said, the messages that I send to partners really are about how to satisfy customers with products that solve a problem. And we think that needs to continue to be the main focus. And our partners generally have been very, very good about that and about driving their business and really staying focused on their customer needs. And if they do that, they'll continue to be successful. You know, in terms of the commodity switches available, you're right, there are a lot. But in any environment that you're in, regardless of the product set, there's always a set of products that can be viewed as limited function, limited capability, you know, at price points that, you know, may be below other price points. My message has been real simple to our partners, and that is, you know, stay focused on the overall strategy that we've embarked upon. Key is satisfying their customers. And what we've found consistently is that our product set has been a product set that makes sense for those partners. In fact, as recently as last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, we were selected by the partner community as the number one vendor out of all the vendors for the network infrastructure category across product, program, and also profit opportunity. And so what I think this kind of indicates is the partners are pretty satisfied with our product offerings and will continue to really understand the nuances and the differences, and hopefully the growth that we've seen will continue.
Now, there's a lot of talk these days about the multi-vendor network. What is the message to partners who are looking to sell a multi-vendor data center or enterprise network?
Well, multi-vendor has always been, and always, in my opinion, will be part of the conversation. And it will be because any solution provider out there in the marketplace understands that they have to have the ability to satisfy their customer requirements. And in many cases, their customers require them to sell more than one vendor's products. And even though I would like to, you know, consider our product, particularly in the data center, to be best in class, we do understand that there are situations where there are other products either that have been installed or may be under consideration for a variety of reasons. Our approach is simple, and it goes back to the point that I mentioned earlier, is we've got to have the best value proposition for our partners. That includes, you know, the product itself. That includes our ability to, you know, put programs, training, solutions, offerings in place. And it also includes our ability to help them and enable them to make money selling our products. I think if we do that, you know, we have a pretty good chance of Juniper products being selected. So frankly, I don't worry that much about the multi-vendor environment, because I think solution providers have proven time and again that they'll gravitate to the partners that provide them with the best solutions. And I think, you know, that'll continue in the future.
Is there anything else that we haven't touched upon that you'd like to include?
The only other point that I would make is going back to where we started, which was we have been consistently preaching a message of consistency for the partner community. That being, you know, being very consistent in our approach, being very focused on them having the ability to drive revenue and profit, you know, with our products, and spending a significant amount of time and effort and energy on our part, supporting that and enabling that and providing training in particular to help them get there. So from my standpoint, that's going to continue. We remain completely committed to the partner community, and it's proven to be a good decision for us to stay focused, and we'll continue to do that.
Thank you so much for your time, Frank. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.